The Chinese president has spoken with foreign leaders over the phone to express the country's confidence in winning the battle against the outbreak. Xi Jinping thanked Qatar for its support. He also expressed gratitude to the opening of the Qatari airline network, facilitating the transportation of anti-epidemic materials. Xi Jinping also says China appreciates the trust and understanding extended by Indonesia. The World Health Organization has given the official name for the latest novel coronavirus.
We now have a name for the disease, and it is COVID-19. CO stands for corona, as you know. VI stands for virus. D for disease, so COVID.
The health agency says the naming of the virus should help to avoid any stigmatizing based on geographic location or culture. A two-day global research and innovation forum led by the WHO is getting underway to mobilize international action in response to the outbreak. China says its government and military have never engaged in cyber theft of trade secrets. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Gang Shuang made the remarks after the United States indicated that four members of the Chinese military had allegedly broken into the computer networks of the Equifax credit reporting agency. Gang says China firmly defends cybersecurity and opposes and combats all kinds of cyber attacks. He says there's been evidence proving that many U.S. departments have been engaging in cyber theft, spying and surveillance activities on other countries, calling on the U.S. side to immediately stop such activities. NATO is considering an increase to its training mission in Iraq to relieve the burden on the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State militants. Jens Stoltenberg is the Secretary General of NATO.
We are discussing what more NATO can do, but again, before we have made any final decisions, I think it's a bit early for me to announce those decisions, but we will see what more we can do. Yeah.
Established in Baghdad in October 2018, after 3 years of war against the Islamic State, the NATO training mission in Iraq has 500 personnel and does not deploy alongside Iraqi forces during their operations. A senior European leader warns that future trade negotiations with the United Kingdom will be very difficult, pointing to the importance of upholding economic and social standards. Michel Barnier is the European Commission's head of task force for relations with the United Kingdom.
Cette négociation sera difficile. Très difficile.
This negotiation will be difficult, very difficult. Ladies and gentlemen, members of the European Parliament, I recommend that we stay ready for every option, including one without a basic deal before December 31st.
Britain left the EU on January 31st and is the first nation to ever do so, but is continuing to follow EU regulations at least until the end of this year. The British Prime Minister has given the green light to a high-speed rail project despite its escalating costs.
If we start now, services could be running by the end of the decade. So today, Mr. Speaker, the Cabinet has given high-speed rail the green signal. We are going to get this done. And to ensure that we do so without further blowouts on either cost or schedule, we are today taking decisive action to restore discipline to the programme.
The project linking London and Northern England is the country's biggest infrastructure project since World War II. A Boeing 737 MAX jet has made a brief appearance at Kansas City International Airport as part of a test flight. Local TV recorded video of the jet making a quick landing and then taking off again. Boeing has flown more than 1,100 test flights with the updated software on the MAX, totaling around 2,100 hours.